A brand new school year comes to St. Thomas Aquinas Elementary School coming up on Thursday, August 24th. It's my pleasure speaking with Teresa Schleisman, the principal for St. Thomas Aquinas in Webster City. And Teresa, very good day to you.
Good day to you.
Well, let's talk about things happening at St. Thomas Aquinas, brand new school year, and all starts in 2 weeks.
Sure, absolutely. And actually, just prior to it starting on the 24th, Pat, we have a meet and greet day on the 23rd where students and their parents can come and even bring some supplies if they wish, just to see their room and their new teacher for this year. And those, I think, hours are from 8:30 to 1, and that's next Wednesday. I'm sorry, it's Wednesday the 23rd of August,
right.
Like the day before we start. And then I think we take a little lunch break, and then from like 2 to 3:30 on that day too, on the 23rd. So they're welcome to come in and participate in that. Check out the school where they will find a newly remodeled bathroom suite for boys and girls. That's all going to be finished by next week. And we're really excited about that, as well as our playground that got all resurfaced nice and smooth. And we're working on at least two pieces of playground equipment that we will have attached there by the time school starts also.
How many new staff members this year, Teresa?
Yeah, we have a few new staff members. And we have a new kindergarten teacher, Katie Campbell. And Katie comes from St. Joseph in Des Moines, where she taught preschool, but she'll be our kindergarten teacher. And Adelie Hayes, she might be better known as Adelie Schwant, and she'll be our first grade teacher. She's a local gal here, so we're very excited about having Adelie. We've been chasing her for about a year and a half. Had to wait for her to graduate. Then we have Jan Reister, and Jan joins us again. She was a long-term sub for us a couple years ago. And she is returning to be our religion teacher. And Melissa Gillette will be our new general music teacher. She's going to work closely with Melissa Hint, who's our previous music teacher, on specifically student masses on Wednesdays. And then, of course, the general music curriculum will be rolled out, too. So they're kind of working together, at least on the Wednesdays, for the mass. And then Chelsea Wagner. Chelsea was here last year as our long-term sub for first grade, so she's going to be teaching some fourth grade classes for us, as well as serving as a part-time paraeducator for us in the building. And Randy Ann is going to be, Randy's also very familiar with our students in our building, has some students of his own go here. He's going to help us out regarding some recess monitoring and bus monitoring, and a little bit of help during a wind time, what I need time that's later in the afternoon that's going to help students.
Definitely a new ensemble coming to St. Thomas Aquinas School for Staff. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited. We're very blessed to have all these people on board and join the family.
It's too early to say there, Teresa, how many students will be attending classes this year at St. Thomas Aquinas, enrollment-wise?
Yeah, it's a little early. We're about at the same enrollment as last year. I know our 3-year-old preschool is full. I think our 4-year-old preschool is full. Our kindergarten is up to 19, I believe. So even with, you know, the ebb and flow with some people that have moved, or we have kids who transition to the middle school from sixth grade, our numbers are still going to be about the same as last year, around 115, probably between 115 and 120 altogether, preschool through sixth grade.
That's a big jump from previous years there, Teresa.
Yeah, I think it is from some previous years. Last year was maybe, I thought we were about the same, but I don't have that data right in front of me, so I apologize for that, Pat.
And, of course, the official enrollment count is scheduled for, I believe, October 1st.
Yeah, but the date of that is October 15th.
October 15th.
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
Or October 16th in this case, because the October 15th is on a Sunday this year.
There you go. It'd be the 16th.
October 16th, that'll take place.
Yeah.
Any other new programs this year, Teresa?
Any
new programs over at St. Thomas?
New programs? No, we're still just able to keep our music going, our religion going, our teachers do art classes. Our kids do, during Catholic Schools Week, we'll have our annual spelling bee, and then we do a thinking quiz bowl with students, and that's kind of facilitated with our computer, our lab teacher, Mrs. Stoneburner. That's all I can think of right now.
Sure.
We don't have any extracurriculars and stuff for kids that are K through 6. So.
And, of course, the big thing each spring is the annual Friends of St. Thomas Aquinas School Ball. We don't have a date for that set yet, but that'll be sometime in the spring of 2024.
Absolutely. Pretty close to what we did this last spring. I think that date usually works for them like the last weekend, perhaps, in April. But it has not been solidified for sure yet for next year. But always an exciting event. And, of course, it's the biggest and only fundraiser that we have. And you know, we have our kids do a miniature ball before they leave at the end of each year because we want them to know what the ball looks like, sounds like, and why we even have it, and it's for them. So that's kind of an exciting way to end the year for them, even though our ball might be, you know, prior to that. But we certainly want them to understand the connection to the ball and all the people who volunteer and the fundraising piece and what that means for us and our classrooms and really throughout the whole school building.
Sounds exciting. So it looks as though it's going to be an exciting year for the students, staff, and families there at St. Thomas Aquinas School there, Teresa.
Absolutely. We're so excited. You know, there's always a lot to do, especially in August, but we feel really good about where we are right now with everything, and that's always best when the kids come back.
Sounds good. Teresa Schleissman, my guest on today's Community Corner show. Teresa, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Pat. I appreciate it.